This program was produced at KUSP Central Coast Public Radio and KUSP.org.
It is my pleasure to be here in the station with Ben, Casorla, and Crystal. And you guys just put out an album together?
Yeah, it came out about 4 months ago, something like that. It was released by a label in Brooklyn. Yeah.
That's beautiful. And I've been listening to you guys on the MySpace, and I'm excited to have you play a song for us now here on the open road.
Absolutely. We're going to play a song that's not even on that album, because we're going to be recording a new album in a couple months, so this will be off that.
Sounds great.
It's you that I want, you that I need to go away, need to come and stay. And baby, please don't, darling, please won't you hear me say, let me see the way you go way back. Let me see the way you go way back home. It's one and the same, I'm yours to blame and yours to keep. Don't our love run deep? With you by my side, we can abide by what we say. Tell me that you want me for payback. I want you to want someone me back. Let me see the way you go way back home.
How beautiful. What a beautiful match. You're listening to KUSP's The Open Road live at lunch. Phenomenal. MySpace doesn't do you the justice.
It doesn't do anybody.
Doesn't do anybody the justice, but you already sounded great there as well. And you guys are playing tonight at the Attic.
We are at 8 o'clock.
So you're going to be here at the Attic tonight. So you're only going to play a couple of songs for us here.
Mm-hmm.
What a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
Both from Philadelphia, or are you just originally from Philadelphia, Ben?
I'm from Liverpool.
So you're from Liverpool?
I met it with him, you know, out in Brooklyn and all.
In Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And then we met Ringo. Right.
So where do you live now, in Liverpool?
Presently, I lived in New York for 5 years, and towards the end of that last year, I met up with Casorla. And then 4 months ago, I moved over to San Francisco. So I'm on this West Coast.
Oh, how beautiful. Yeah. What a pleasure to have you here. Definitely. I do want to ask you how, Ben, you've worked with some legendary artists, some artists have worked with your legendary self.
I think it's the other way around, probably.
How did you, just give me an example, how did some of this come about?
Well, actually, here's the good story is that one of the people that I ended up recording with was 80s rapper Slick Rick.
Of course.
Do you guys all remember who he was?
Definitely.
And I was in the studio which studio was it? It was a studio somewhere in Midtown. The Lyricist Lounge. And I was recording with another hip-hop artist, much less well-known than Slick Rick, and he was next door, and then we were all kind of just hanging out in between takes, and his producer was putting on tracks, and so I was just kind of noodling along with it, and he was like, oh, that sounds good, you should probably put that down. And I said, I'll put that down, of course. Are you kidding me? And he had the eye patch and everything. He looked exactly the same. Yeah, and so a lot of this stuff ended up being stuff like that, just kind of random personal connections, happened to be in the right place at the right time. But then other stuff was like Ben Riley, who is Thelonious Monk's drummer, I've worked with for a couple of years, and that was through the trumpet player that played in the band. And
right.
Ben Riley really ruined other drummers for me because he is so unbelievable.
Phenomenal drummer, right?
Yeah.
So you're putting out another album. Is it a joint?
Yeah.
Thing between you and Crystal Warren?
Well, it's really his brainchild. Yeah. Pasorla is his baby. Okay. And with how things seem to happen in New York, we all kind of run in the same circle. And he's been very choosy about who he wants, and then he just sticks with us. And then we help him create the music.
Yeah. And a beautiful creation that is. So you guys are playing tonight live at the Attic in downtown Santa Cruz, and I believe the show is at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Definitely. Why don't you play another song for our listeners?
Sure.
Definitely.
We're going to play one that's off the album. This one is called This Great Romance. And I forgot to mention, the last song was called Let Me See the Way.
Beautiful.
But this one is This Great Romance. And you'll hear Crystal's going to tear it up.
I'll try not to. I'm under the weather.
The neighbor's kid, he laughs at me and points a stick with loaded eyes. I play dead and stain the street. This happens every day. No, mostly Tuesdays. My girl, she sings and teaches dance. There's a piece I'd like her to perform. It's called This Great Romance. It may change, it's just a working title. Pamela told me that's her name, it means honey eyed. What she told me is I should ask the kid instead, and laughed. Well, she's a funny lady, that way she is. Sometimes we sit, sometimes we think, we smile and know we're wishing something. The kid, he sits and waits for me. She grips my hand a little tighter. Someone once told me, I can't recall who, ooh, but what they tell me is that the world's a song. Lace. I imagine they saw Pamela's face. My girl, she sings and teaches dance. There's a piece I'd like her to perform. It's called This Great Romance. It may change, yes, yes, a working title. Pamela told me that's her name, it means honey-eyed. What she told me is I should ask the kid instead, and laughed. She's a funny lady, that way she is. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do 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 do. Thank you.
street. He waits for me and points a stick with loaded eyes. I play dead and stain the street. This happens every day. No, mostly Tuesdays.
Thank you. Really, what a pleasure. I knew, and I'm so glad that you're here, and I'm especially glad that you're here. Look at that smile. You don't feel good, Crystal, but you're still smiling. I'm very excited to know that the music will make you smile. I was reading your MySpace as well. Oh, you said that sometimes you're unbelievably happy, and then other times you're even more happy, or something like that. The censored. I just remember thinking, did I read that wrong? Does she mean to say unhappy in either one of those?
I don't think so. I think she's on her way now.
And you know that right now, even though you guys are playing live here, people can call us right now to make pledge and support.
Yeah, they can call 1-888-777-1507. I got it right.
That's right. And you don't have to worry about interrupting when they play us another song, because we've got other people in another room that will be happy to take your phone call. And you can also make a pledge right now at KUSP.org. I mean, think about it. We get to decide who comes in here. But really, you know, musicians contact us. We contact musicians. And this is what we love. This is what we love to do. And really, public radio. Can you tell us maybe what public radio means to you, Crystal? Just...
It means good music, for
That's
starters,
right.
You know, not being bombarded with a lot of the crap that industry is force-feeding, but it also gives musicians like us the opportunity who are out touring on the road to pop in and express what we do and, you know, try to get people out and about to check us out, so...
In New York, literally, public radio is the only good radio station in New York.
Oh, I believe it.
And I know it's true in other places, but just living in New York, it really is happens every day that I realize this.
Definitely. So we want to go ahead and make the phone ring at least 5 times when they play this next song. Don't worry, it's not going to ring right here in the air room. It's not going to bother them. We've got people eager to take your phone call. And we want to end this drive tomorrow, definitely. I want to thank you to everyone who's pledged so far, but be a part of that family. Be a part of our family.
Be a part of the family.
You're listening. You love to listen to us. Whenever it is that you do so, go ahead and take this opportunity right now to make a pledge. Especially, you have this opportunity right now that we've got beautiful musicians in here.
Yeah, and
you
can also be able to happen without them.
That's right. And the phone number once again, Ben?
1-888-777-1507.
That's right. And you can also go to KUSP.org. How do you guys feel? You want to play us another song?
Let's play another song.
Sure.
How are you feeling, Chris?
We'd love it.
You ready?
I think I could pull myself together.
You think you could pull yourself together?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, right.
Good deal.
Oh, I should announce, this one is called You're Real, and it's off the album.
Especially in my dreams, that's where I see me and you. See a love supreme. One and one and one is two. Especially in my dreams, that's where I see me and you. See a love supreme. I know little of mathematics, but I know you're real. Sidewalk, here is everything I feel. One and one and one and one is three. That's the way it seems. I could learn you on TV.
learn more things and themes. I know little of mathematics, but I know you're real. Sitting on the sidewalk, here is everything I feel. That's all that I can feel. That's all there is, that's all I want, that's all that I can feel.
We all need to take a deep breath after that one.
Phenomenal.
Thank you.
What a pleasure. Absolute pleasure. I'm really glad that you chose us.
Absolutely. I'm glad you chose us.
Definitely.